I am so happy we got a hold of this next guy because he had bad cell service. Sammy Hagar and the Circle will be in town along with Whitesnake and Night Ranger on Friday, August 14th at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater in Tinley Park. Tickets are on sale now. Let's welcome back to the show our guy, the Red Rocker. It is Sammy Hagar. How are you, brother?
Well, good. I'm good. Is this Pete?
Yes. Yes, it is.
You know, I thought maybe you owed me some money or something because you weren't picking up the phone. I tried to call you at 2:15 my time, and, you know, you were, like, acting like it wasn't, you know, wasn't making connection and doing all this stuff that I thought you were just trying to avoid me. You know what I mean? Like you owed me some money or something. That ain't true, is it?
We would never do that. You know how much I love you.
Hey, okay, good. So you're at a car show?
We are at the largest car show in North America, Sammy, and I'm sitting with the general manager from Real Wheels. He can convert anything. He took a Chevy Blazer and turned it into a Blackhawks car. Do you have any type of car? Do you need it to be juiced up? What do you need done?
Well, man, listen, I got a gang of cars, first of all.
Right.
As far as getting one juiced up, you know what? Yeah, I just bought from some guy in Ohio that I don't even know. I bought Ronnie Montrose's old 62 Thunderbird, and he said it needs restored, and he sent me some pictures and all this stuff. So I'm sending a truck to get it and bring it out here to the West Coast, and I'm going to restore it and, you know, make it a little more drivable and all that stuff. Because, you know, I have some of Ronnie's old amps and his guitars and stuff. And, you know, of course, Montrose was my first band, so I have a soft spot for it. So anyway, yeah, I just bought that. I could probably use something. What do you think I would need if it's been sitting outside in Ohio for a couple of years?
Corey, what do you think? What can he put on it?
Well, I'm sure you're probably looking to go with more of the classic theme, or are you trying to soup this thing up?
No, I think I want it to look really stock and nice, but it's going to be, you know, but a real driver. I'll probably put a newer engine in it, you know, a little small block that's beefed up a little bit. You know, it's got the big old 390 in there. That engine probably weighs more than most of my cars that I have now, like my LaFerrari. That engine probably weighs more than the whole damn car, wouldn't you think?
You're probably pretty close. Yeah, I forgot the LaFerrari over there.
What do you think with the rearview mirrors? Can we turn those into guitars?
Yeah, we could definitely do the guitar theme or something like that and throw it on there.
No, I think, you know, I'm just going to paint it black with red interior, leave it an automatic, kind of set it down a little bit, get a little bit wider wheels, some better brakes, some better suspension stuff, a better drivetrain, but, you know, keep it looking pretty stock. That's what I'm planning. That's the plan on it. You know what I mean?
How many cars do you have, Sammy?
All about 20.
What's your favorite that you're like, I love this car more than anything?
You know, I got to say, it just seems crazy, but I have this Alpina Z8 that they only made about 500 of them, and they only made them a couple years, and it's the most drivable car. It's fast, it's gorgeous, it's retro looking, and it stops and it starts and it goes around corners, but you know, I mean, the LaFerrari thing, I don't know if anybody even knows what that damn thing is, but it's the spookiest car I've ever driven in my life. Every time I get in it and take somebody for a drive, they just start laughing. You have to laugh because you just go, oh, my God, I'm scared to death. It's all I can do is you bring out this nervous laugh out of everybody. People get out of the car. I've taken Mikey, you know, Michael Anthony, and everybody I know for riding this car. But Dan Rather, when he interviewed me for his TV show, the big interview, I took him for a ride in the LaFerrari. So anybody that's ever saw that, they saw me take this. He was 80-something then, and you should have seen him, man. He was hanging in there. It was great. You know, 1,000 horsepower, about 2,600 pounds, 5 inches off the ground. Your butt in your seat is 5 inches off the ground.
Gosh.
You know, 227 miles an hour. And, you know, we went about 120 or something in about less than 10 seconds, my God, about 5 seconds, and it stops just as fast, and he hung in there, man. It was great. So that's kind of like my favorite car, but it's a big production to drive it, you know what I mean?
I'm absolutely sure. We're talking to Sammy Hagar. We're live at the auto show. We've been talking about beaters that you grew up with. Tell me about the car when you were a teenager. We were talking about how back in the day the floorboards used to rot out. You could see the road as you were driving. Tell me about your beater when you were growing up.
Well, oh my God, I had nothing but beaters. Let's start right there. But one of my favorite cars was a trippy car, and I would probably buy one if I found the right one again. I had a '57 DeSoto. Now, this thing was a sled. It was so big, I don't think it would fit in the garage I own right now. You couldn't shut the back door, I'm sure. Big old fins. It had a small Hemi, like a 392, I think is what those Hemis were. But it wasn't, like, fast, you know. It was just a big old sled, and I lowered it all down because it had these torsion bars in the front. You know, I don't know if you guys know about those, to where if you lowered it, you didn't have to mess with the springs. You just twisted a bolt, and the wheels would flare out. They would go outwards and it wear the inside of your tires out, but it would drop the front end. And I don't know. It was just a fun car. It was. I took that thing and ran it on dirt roads. I'd do anything with it. It was, by the time I sold it, it was basically junk. But that was one of my favorite old cheap beater cars that, because no one else had one. You know, everybody else is driving Fords and Chevys and stuff.
Right.
And the Mopars, maybe, but it sure wasn't a DeSoto. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
It was awesome.
When did you write "I Can't Drive 55"? Were you in one of your cars and you came up with the concept, or how did that happen?
I was in a rental car. Listen, Pete, this is a sad story. I was coming back from a vacation with my family. We went to Africa, went on safari, went to Egypt, all these exotic places I never would ever go to tour, you know. And so I said, I just want to see the world a little bit. So I took a month, went and did that 24-hour flight back from Nairobi, to landed finally in upstate New York in Albany, where I had a log cabin in Lake Placid for some reason. And so I got in a rental car at 2 o'clock in the morning, and they had changed the speed limit while I was gone. And I was going about 62 on a road all by myself. There was nobody. I mean, I had my people with me, but I mean, there was no cars on the road. Some cop was hiding in the bushes in trees, and he comes pulling out. I said, "Dude, I was only going 62." He goes, "We give tickets for 62 around here." I'm going, "Man, I'm so burnt, man. Just give me the ticket and I'll leave." And he going, "You know, the speed limit's 55." And I said, "What?" And he goes, "Yeah, it's 55. And I said, "Oh, man." And I looked at my wife and I said, "I can't drive 55. And then I started laughing. and then I said, "There's a song right there." Everyone thinks that was a gimmick song. It was a friggin' protest song, all right? And I'm still protesting 65 and 75 and right. Even 85 I'm protesting it.
Of course. Damn. We're talking with Sammy Hagar. Sammy Hagar and the Circle will be in town along with Whitesnake and Night Ranger on Friday, August 14th. I'm looking at the set list from San Antonio. You mix new stuff with Van Halen. Jason Bonham, of course, is on drums. You do a Led Zeppelin cover, rock and roll. I mean, you're killing it this year.
Well, it's so cool. The Circle, our whole premise is that we play something from all the bands we've all been in. You know, and so,
right.
So it's great. So Mikey and I together, of course, we play plenty of Van Halen, and we put, you know, we play one Led Zeppelin song, but we switch them up every now and then. It depends on how long we play. The other night in San Antonio, we were only allowed to play 75 minutes, but we played a little bit longer, but we were only asked to play 75 minutes. But, you know, usually we play 2 hours, and we get, you know, five new songs, a couple Montrose tunes, a Chickenfoot song, early Sammy, pre-Van Halen, then some Van Hagar era, and then post-Van Halen, you know, Mas Tequila and songs like that, and Little White Lion, and then it's the best set list in the world. I challenge I'm telling you, if the Beatles got back together, they wouldn't have a better set list than this, because they'd just be playing all Beatles songs. You know what I mean? Who wants to hear all Beatles songs? I'm joking. But you know what I mean? It's like we have a really deep history that we can go into. And when we made our new record last year, the Circle, we made this album called Space Between. It actually had a first number one album. It was our first album, you know, our first studio album, and it went to number one in three categories and number four in overall, you know, the Billboard Top 100. It was such a surprise for us. It was fantastic. But before I would do vocals that were higher, you know, higher songs that would have to be my energy up, like Trust Fund Baby and some of those songs, I would go out in my LaFerrari and I would take a spin, you know, up the road and back, and come back at that thing. They go, "Woo, I'm ready." Like, wow.
Well, I love you.
I'm not stupid. I know how to do this stuff, okay?
Well, I love you, brother. And listen, you have a day off before your show here in Chicago, and I want you and Mikey to come in studio and hang out.
Okay, but wait a minute. But you got to order out from Peace Pizza, from you know, Rick.
I know.
Rick Nielsen. Right.
I know Rick, and I know Billy. They'll send up Peace Pizza for you. I got it all covered.
I'll be there because I told Rick, I saw him the other day. I said, as soon as I hit Chicago, buddy, I'm going, it's the best damn pizza in America. I love it. It's better than New York pizza, better than San Francisco pizza. Okay, I said it. Now I got it off my chest. Okay?
I love it. Sammy Hagar.
I'm going to tell everybody, though, you got to go down to Jewel Osco because they have Sammy's Pizza Bar run. Go down there and wipe them out, will you?
All right, brother. We got to run. Thank you so much.
Bye.
We'll see you in August. That is Sammy Hagar. News is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on 720 WGN.